what we did the previous year and what we plan to do in the coming year. And certainly we have a lot of women in this congregation who don't come to that meeting that need to know what's going on. So we want to give you kind of a brief overview of what we discussed today and where we're at, and hopefully, Lord willing, where we're headed to. In 2017, we had a beginning balance of $71,276 with contributions of $481,857. And then we had these additional funds, which, as many of you will remember, came from Delma Brackeen's estate, $135,563 for a total of $617,420. Our expenses last year were $622,923, leaving us with $68,486. So from beginning to end, in just contribution expenses, the way we would normally figure things, we dropped about $2,790 last year. Our outside preaching support was $293,626. Local preaching was $77,290. So the total preaching was $370,916. Then we added to that $54,140 worth of benevolence. So all of the outside support that we gave to brethren who needed help and to the preachers was $425,056. And then we had other expenses of $64,622. We had capital funds that were set aside. We have been for about 2 years now, anything that is over our budget that we collect every week, we set 75% of it aside. It's not in a different account, it's just line itemed separately, so that we can make capital improvements on the building. We're going to talk a little bit about that just in a minute. And then the parking lot and carpet that we had done, the parking lot ended up being $55,260, and then several months later we put $6,450 into sealing and restriping the lots. And then the carpet ran $36,093, so that's the 97,803 that you see on the breakdown. Our preaching actually ran about 77% of the budget, and then when you throw in the outside support, it was about 88% of what we took in actually went out to that. Now last year, as you see here, a year-to-year date of increases of average weekly contributions, we've gone up. We're very thankful. You do a great job. It's not only here that you do a great job at giving money, but we periodically come to you, and we have some needs from Christians around the world that we don't feel comfortable taking out of the treasury. So we'll just say, these people need some help, and you have always been over backwards to try to help them. But now last year, we had set a budget of $8,200 a week. And we actually ran, and this was in the 2016, we actually ran 8,312 in our expenses. Last year, that was our contribution. This last year, we had the expenses set at $8,200 a week. We actually ran $9,092, so every week we were gaining money. The last 3 months of last year, we actually averaged for those 3 months $9,209. Now, I say that to say this. Last year we were at $8,200. This year our budget is $8,600. Based on the end of last year and last year's contribution, that would think would be fairly reasonable. But then we had some really big expenses last year that we weren't counting on, and I'm going to cover them in just a minute. We supported 29 men in counting Steve last year. That's going to drop this year. It started in first week of January to 28 men, and that's because one of the men that we were supporting, E.R. Hall in Wise, Virginia, moved to Albertville, and they are fully self-supporting, so the money that we were sending him and have sent him for years will now come off of that. We support 5 men in Guatemala, 1 in Venezuela, 3 in Colombia, 10 men in Zimbabwe, 1 in Brazil, and now 8 in the United States. I talked about unusual expenses. Last year, in seed and fertilizer, we sent to Zimbabwe to try to help the food relief in that area, $30,539. Then, as you remember, we had hurricanes hit in Texas, and then we had hurricanes hit in Florida, and then we had hurricanes hit in Puerto Rico. So we've had our share of hurricanes, and we hope we don't have them this year. Having said that, we sent out $23,600 to 5 different churches in the Beaumont area, I think most. It was in Texas. And then, because the need was great, you contributed an additional $10,000 and something, $10,740 or so. That was sent directly. It was just deposited and sent right out. Then we realized there was not really much of a need in Florida, but there was a little bit of a need in Puerto Rico, and Lorenzo took up money because he has family down there, and that was sent down there. So you did a phenomenal job last year of sending out money to brethren that need it. That's just what we know of that we can chart on record. We had tons of needs where it was 300, 500, amounts like that, that Steve would get up and say, we've got this. Brethren would give him money and he would send that down there. So really there's no way for us to know exactly how much money you contributed to help your brethren around the world, but we certainly appreciate it. That's the main things that we did last year as far as capital expenses, the paving and sealing the parking lots and putting the carpet in. For this year, what we've already budgeted money for, we are getting the pews repadded. The bottoms will be repadded and the backs will be padded. We've talked to 3 companies. They're within about $2,000 of each other in price. We'll probably finalize that this week and get it ordered. And sometime in the next 30 to 60 days, they will come here 1 week at the beginning of the week. When they leave at the end of the week, it'll be done. They do all the work on site. So we're a few weeks away from you being more comfortable, but you've been uncomfortable for years. So just bear with us. We're getting there. We've also talked about the last couple of years trying to increase the security in the building because there's some crazy people out there. So right now we're in the process of putting a new door system in, and we have men that unlock the doors, and that's mostly Freddie and Magdalene, to be honest. And then we have men that go around and lock the doors after services. We have doors that are locked when services begin so that the only entrance to the building is the front door. Well, all that's going to go away. There's not going to be stay over and lock the building up and come early and unlock the building and go out during services and lock the building. We're going to have card readers at all the doors. So you'll either get a card or you'll get a key fob. And you run your key fob up in front of that thing or slide your card and it'll unlock it. So it'll be really good for teachers that we have a lot of people that come up during the week to work at the building. You'll be able to do that. You'll be able to go in at basically any building, any door in the building you want, and the door will lock behind you. We have had the doors not locked before, and then people just walk in off the street, and we don't want that happening. But basically the building will be locked, and we've upgraded security cameras in the building and outside the building, and we'll be doing that. Actually, I think they've got one door already ready, though it's not operational, but the system's in place. Last year, one of our 15-ton units had a compressor go out. We limped through the winter, and this last week, one of the motors went out. So instead of facing about $7,500 worth of repairs to get a 10-year-old unit fixed, we spent $14,000 this week, and we got a brand new 15-ton unit. It's got a 5-year warranty on it. It's just one of them things where you can keep pouring money into old things or just get what you need, and that's what we did. So that was already kind of in the budget, but we just thought it wouldn't come quite as quick as it did. We've got a lot of other projects. We've got about $35,000 worth of projects we want to do around the building. The building is old, and it needs some things done. But those have to take a back seat to our brethren who are starving to death, and I know you understand that. We'll get to the other projects as we can and try to bring the building up, freshen it up a little bit, but certainly our brethren's needs come before that. Steve has been taking trips to Zimbabwe every year and South Africa, and he's also gone to Colombia and Guatemala. He thinks he's going to be going to South Africa in a few days in Zim this year, but you know they've just had a coup in that country. The new president is calling for elections later in the year, and election years in Zimbabwe leaves the country in turmoil. So unless Steve and all of us together feel that he can go down there safely, then we don't want him to go. But if he goes, it'll be later in the year this year. And he does a lot of good down there, and those brethren certainly need him coming. I will tell you this, that I think, I didn't get to ask Brent, I was told that Brent recorded our meeting today. So if you want the long version of what I've just given you, feel free to see Brent and we'll get you a copy made of everything that was said, but that's kind of the brief synopsis of it. We're working on changing over our class system from a 3 to a 4 year, but we've still got some time to do that. That'll be the biggest thing you'll see in your class structure for teachers. And we have a lot of really good people here that are really good teachers that are working on making that happen and everything. This time, Craig's going to come up and lead us in our closing prayer.
After closing prayer, if you would remain seated, I think Freddie has an announcement to make as well. Let's go to God in prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer at this time, Father. We're recognizing that you are our Creator, that you are in control of all things, and we're so thankful for that, Father. We pray, Father, that you will continue to be with those of our brethren that are in other countries, in Zimbabwe and South Africa, and South America and Central America, and other places around the world that are dealing with difficult situations. We pray for them, pray that you will be with them and strengthen them and encourage them. We pray, Father, that you will be with us now as we go through this week, that as we begin this new week, that we will strive to be good examples, to let our light shine, and to bring others to you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And Albert said also the financial statements for last quarter are in the back.